Welcome to the Rising Modern Woman podcast. You are both a masterpiece and a work in progress, and that is okay. You are here on earth to grow, to learn, and to fulfill your soul's purpose. Hi, I'm Kath, your host. In this podcast, we talk about spirituality, personal development, mindset, and weaving your dream life. Knowing yourself, your soul, is the first step. Take back your power and be in charge of the life you are meant to live. You are more powerful than you think. Hi guys, I'm so excited because I'm recording a podcast episode today, and I'm sorry for being away for another period of time. I don't want to be that person who comes and goes, but as I am shedding so many parts of myself, I found it necessary to take some time to reflect and think things through. Of course, I won't be stopping the podcast. I love being here for you, and I'm so blessed to have this platform to share with you the things that I'm currently learning. There will probably be some changes, but as always, I am here for you. This is probably also a subtle life update, since I'll be talking about some of the things that I have been working on and realizing. So basically, I have been trying to let go of things. And to make the context of the episode clear, I'll be talking about letting go of the things that are no longer serving you. I know that that sounds easy, because who wouldn't want to let go of the things that no longer serves them? However, more often than not, those things are the things that are dearest to us, or those things that are within what we call our comfort zone. This may be our deepest relationships, our jobs we have been keeping for years, or even the small pleasures that harm us, yet help us get through tough things in life. So to share a bit of the long and complicated story, I know that there was something that I had to let go of in order to become the person that I want to be. However, I was so comfortable staying in that situation, and I decided to stay there just a bit longer. After making the decision to stay there a bit longer, everything just sort of crashed. Lots of things went wrong, and I had really challenging situations, and I had a massive breakdown. After everything settled in, I realized what happened. When we refuse to let go of the things that no longer serves us, the universe helps us by bringing us back to the present, to reevaluate our lives, and to make the best choices for ourselves. Sometimes it's not that pretty. We love to be stubborn and we want to go our own way, even if we know that it'll be harder, just because we're used to it. We're used to that situation. We're comfortable. Sometimes we feel like these nudges from the universe are too harsh. We are not being punished. We are being aligned. And we should always remember that everything happens for us and not to us. We always receive what we need. After going through those really hard times or challenges, or not just from the universe, as I called it, I had no choice but to look into my life, to have a clear look on where I'm heading and what I should improve. It didn't feel like a blessing at that point to feel pain and shame and all other negative emotions, but spiraling and all that really helped me to take a closer look. In life, we always go through phases of rebirth, and as we continue our individual journeys, we learn, evolve, and outgrow so many things. People, relationships, jobs, habits, and so much more. Letting this go can really be difficult when we have been used to having them in our life. However, if we hold on, we stagnate, and the universe gives us indications that we must move forward. Probably what I learned that makes it all a bit easier and lighter is this. When this happens, it's okay to pause. The world has conditioned us to feel like taking a pause means we'll be missing out. The world will not stop for us. But the thing is, the world doesn't need to stop for us. We are simply allowed to breathe. We are simply allowed not to know everything that's going on. Before we can be ready to face anything outside of us, we must learn to honor ourselves first and to honor our needs. That includes knowing when we ourselves need to take a break. So listen to your body and listen to yourself. There is another valuable thing that I have learned while I'm getting through it all. I really love planning. I plan for everything. I plan for the future. And I see that it's a really beautiful thing to plan. Yet, it's better not to be fixated on only one ending. The truth is, we can never know how something will really turn out. We can never know anything beyond what is happening right now. And there is an amazing lesson in this, being in the present, soaking in the now, feeling all that you are at this point in time. All my life, there were two things that I was always distracted by and always at the back of my head, and that is what might have been and what will be. What I didn't realize was that those two things do not really exist at all. The past is just what it is. It is done. It cannot be changed. We can't go back to it. And we can definitely mull over it. But what does it cost us? The future, on the other hand, is yet to come. It's not even existing. But there was one thing that I had all along and one thing that I have control of right now, and that is the present moment. And it is the moment that could shape the future. The present is all that we really have, and realizing that is a beautiful and liberating experience for me. By knowing that all that we should do is to make the most of the now, the heavy worries and anxiety caused by both the past and the future diminishes. And of course, this does not mean that you shouldn't plan. In fact, I would still plan. I would still list down my biggest goals, the places I want to see, the blueprint of the life I want to have in 5 or 10 years. But what will change is that I will not obsess over it anymore. And I know that as long as I trust, I listen to my messages, I will be where I'm meant to be. And I feel so happy just thinking about how truly guided and loved and supported I am. And so are you. Always. I think that the astrology of the times will fit perfectly to everything I wish to convey on this episode. It's actually another jam-packed cosmic time because we have a lot of universal activations ahead of us. Always. We have a beautiful Pisces moon, full moon, on September 20, and we will welcome Libra season shortly after on September 22. And Mercury will be in retrograde again for the third time in the sign of Libra starting on September 27. And let's unpack all of that and learn how each astrological event can support us. Just remember, nothing is actually good or bad. Everything is here to support us. And this universal activations, this is just energy that we're always working through. And no matter what language you prefer, when it comes to energy, whether you listen to astrology, numerology, and all other stuff, it doesn't matter, because collectively we are always feeling these universal activations. First, the beautiful Pisces full moon on September 20 is really dreamy. There is no other way to describe it. Pisces energy reminds me of everything magical. Pisces is a water sign, and the moon loves being in a water sign. In astrology, the moon represents our emotions. So under sentimental, sensitive, creative water signs, the full moon's energy is really harnessed. Full moons in the lunar cycle represents culminations, and it's the peak of the lunar cycle, what we call, or what we can consider as, the climax. This time it is more of the heart than the head. Listen to your emotions, assess what you have been feeling. I personally see this as an amazing opportunity to journal and reflect on the things that have been making you feel the feels lately. And remember, do not judge yourself for feeling certain emotions. We are human, and these emotions exist for us to feel them. We are meant to feel them. This full moon is a reminder for us to practice sympathy and compassion for other people, and most importantly, for ourselves. So I guess feel free to watch that romantic movie that you want to rewatch for a good cry, or probably create the playlist on Spotify that makes you feel giddy and happy. I have talked about this before, but I actually made a Spotify playlist called Pisces simply because I love Pisces energy so, so much. And there are songs that remind me of that kind of energy. So I'll include that in my show notes below. This is the best full moon to connect to your intuition, your emotion, your creative potential. Right after that beautiful full moon, we enter Libra season, a cardinal sign marking a new beginning on September 22. Libra rules partnerships and is represented by the scales symbolizing balance. This Libra season is encouraging us to bring ourselves back to balance, whatever that may be for you. Sometimes restoring balance is not as easy as it sounds. For me, one of the things that immediately came up to me has something to do with the relationships, perfect for the theme of Libra. And that is setting boundaries and making sure that I don't pour myself empty for the sake of pleasing other people. And now we will be talking about the upcoming Mercury retrograde this September 27, lasting until October 18 under the sign of Libra as well. And if you're a new listener, I briefly explained what Mercury retrograde is before. And don't worry, it's not something to fear. I'll link that episode in the show notes as well below. In astrology, Mercury is a planet that rules communication, travel, electronics, and learning. And when it goes in retrograde, the planet Mercury seems to move backwards here on Earth. It's just an optical illusion. As a result, we have this little trouble with communication, technology, schedules, thinking, etc. This is the last Mercury retrograde this year, so bless. I'm so excited to say that. All Mercury retrograde comes with this little inconveniences, and in time, while shifting my perspective, I have learned to simply laugh these things off. It's simply what Mercury does. Now I see it more as a blessing, because one of the things that the retrograde brings to light are the things that no longer align with us. And that's perfectly related to our first topic in this episode. It's time to slow down, reflect, and reassess. It feels like a fresh pruning, probably prepping us to move forward and reach greater heights. And by the way, before Mercury goes retrograde, we experience this so-called pre-shadow period that gives us a glimpse of what we will be working on. The pre-shadow period started around September 5 or 6. It's really helpful to look back and think about what came up for you on that day or the succeeding days. For me, that was a very challenging day. I had a second encounter with a person that really challenged my patience. I also made a rash decision that day, and for me, that was a clear glimpse of what I need to work on in this retrograde. Every Mercury retrograde is different depending on what sign it falls in and the aspects that surrounds it. And this retrograde will fall under the sign of Libra, the ruler of partnerships. This retrograde will zoom in into our interpersonal relationships. Probably it's the best time to see what is no longer working in your relationships as well and resolve issues that might have come up recently. Considering this, drama might arise, but rising through this reveals a potential to see through the lens of balance and think things through before making sudden decisions. Every Mercury retrograde gives us a chance to straighten things out, to align ourselves, and we may not always like the small inconveniences that comes with it, but like I always say, everything serves us in some way, and you're always supported and guided. Anyway, I didn't feel time while I was recording this because I seriously missed talking like this with you. So thank you so much for your patience, I guess. I am always growing with you, like I always say, and I'm so grateful to be part of your journey. I will probably ditch the Monday set schedule for now, but of course, I will do my best to come up with episodes for you. And by the way, if you're on Instagram, I usually post my content there, so you can follow me at Rising Modern Woman. And yeah, I guess that's all I have to say for this episode. I hope that this has served you in some way, and I can't wait to speak to you soon.